want to thank Rabbi Tarrigan for the idea of being ma'or the schus of Tahara, the covered, the enhancement of Tahara that we have in our community. You know, the Mesillas Yesharim writes in Tahara, ki mi sheyodea letahar libo yoiser, that if a person knows how to be metahar himself more, hu hamiskarev yoiser, v'ha'ohuv yoiser etzlo yisparach. He's more close to Hashem and he's more beloved by Hashem. So the more Tahara that we could bring to ourselves, the closer we are to Hashem. We tend to think that Tahara is something more for Noshim, for women. But we have to do our part as well. So we thought maybe we'll learn a little bit about the Indian of Tahara for men, of men's mikvah. Not coming to change any minhagim, but just to raise awareness of the Indian of men going to the mikvah, learn through the sugi a little bit. And maybe we could be ma'orer and achieve a little bit more Tahara for ourselves. I do think that there's a couple minhagim, two specifically that I'm thinking of, which tend to get a lot of, you know, I don't want to say bad rap, but people tend to write them off as Hasidish minhagim, and for the Litvisha world, they're not so into it. But if you think about it, there's really two parts to the minhag, and there's one part which may be more Hasidish, but the other part is actually very Litvish. One is upsharon. We're not going to talk about upsharon now, but the minhag of upsharon, even though maybe the inyan of chalaka, of cutting the hair, comes from more Hasidish and makar. But the part of bringing the child to the cheder and to the Rebbe and to learn the aleph bays is actually a much more litvish minhag. It has much earlier makaris. So a similar thing when it comes to men going to the mikvah, men being metahar themselves. There's two totally different inyanim why men go to the mikvah. One is what, which may have more chassidish origin, which is haysafas tahara, which is the idea that even if a person is tahar, the more he goes to the mikvah, the more tahar he gets. And this is actually an Indian, which is a makar for this in Shas, right? Who knows what the source in Shas, this concept is? Who went to the mikvah even though he was completely tahar? The Kohen Gadol, very good. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur went to the mikvah 5 times. Now, you could ask, what's he doing? He's already tahar. He went to the mikvah once. He achieved tahara. So why is he going a second time and a third time and a fourth time? He didn't touch a sheretz in between. He didn't become a balkari in between. There's a concept of hasafas tahara. And this is a more chassidish minhag. In fact, I saw Rav Moshe Shtermach brings that the Vilna Gaon said he doesn't find such a big toyalas in that minhag. He says it's better to sit and learn. That's the minhag of hasafas tahara. The chassidim are more into this. They go to the mikveh every day before Shabbos. That's called hasafas tahara. And that's minhag number one. Now, we're not going to talk about that so much. That tefillah very much has to be in a mikvah. It's regular tefillah from Tumah. Just instead of a Tame person going to the mikvah, it's a Tahar person going to the mikvah. There's a whole nother inning of men going to the mikvah, which is Tefillas Ezra, which has a source in the Gemara, Mefurish, Sugya, Halacha, Shulchan Aruch, everything. And Tefillas Ezra might have nothing to do with Tumah and Tahar. The Rambam actually was caught saying that this is not an inning of Tumah and Tahar at all. That's what the Rambam says. I'll talk about a little bit what that means. But there's a Makar in the Gemara which is very specific. It's not for all tumas. The Gemara says a zav, a mitzayra, a nida. All the tumas in the world don't have this halacha. There's a special halacha for a balkari. A balkari is one type of tumah. It's actually not such a strict tumah. It's a very lenient tumah. A balkari is only tummy for one day. He can go to the mikveh that night. But a balkari has a halacha that if he wants to learn Torah, if he wants to say Krishma and he wants to daven, he needs to go to the mikvah. He needs to be mitar himself. There is a strong side that this is not even an Indian of Tahara, because the Rambam says this is not an Indian of Tumah and Tahara. And a big riot to this is because the Mishnah says a zav, maybe some of you saw it, the Mishnah says a zav shirah keri is tzarech tefillah. That means a zav is someone who's tameh for 7 days. And he was Raya Kari, let's say he became a Zav on Sunday. And he has to wait 7 days till he can become pure from his Ziva. So he can't go to the mikvah till next Sunday. And then he becomes a Balkari on Monday. So the halacha is, the Chacham say, Tzarech Tefillah. He needs to go to the mikvah on Monday to be able to read Kriyashma, to be able to learn Torah. Now you could ask, what in the world is he doing with this Tefillah? He's 100% Tameh. He's still Tameh. He's an Avatumah. Right? It's almost like, you know, let's say Nebuch, someone has cancer all over his body, and then he gets a small cancer on his left foot. So are they going to remove the small one? I mean, he's still full with it. So This guy's still filled with tumah, and you're taking off a little bit of tumah. What are you doing? So someone to bring a raya from this Mishnah, and that could be the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that argues, but someone to bring a raya from this Mishnah that the tahara of a balkari is not an inyan of tumah. It's just an inyan of nikiyus, of cleanliness. It's a different kind of a thing, and that's why we find many leniencies when it comes to the balkari. If he doesn't have a mikvah, he could be toivel in with tisha kabin, with nine kabin, take a shower. There was some discussion in the Paiskim if a shower is good enough because it's not really your maisa, but the minhag nowadays is to rely on a shower if you don't have a mikvah available. And even if you have a mikvah of mayim shuvim, which is like a swimming pool, that's kosher for tefillah's carry because it's not like tefillah from tumah and it doesn't have all the dinim. There's a discussion in the Paiskim if zeichlin is good enough. I think the minhag is that we don't rely on zeichlin, but I'm not sure about that. But akupanim, it could be a different thing. So I wanted to just, so that's the first thing. We have to realize that there's two totally different reasons why men go to the mikvah. One is Hesafas Taira, and that's regular tefillah from Tumah. There's another thing, which is a Balkari specifically, and it's in order for him to learn Torah, to say Kriya Shema to David. Now, what's the makar for this? What's the makar for this tefillah? So the Gemara says in Bava Kama that Ezra made 10 takanas. And one of the takanas that he made is there is misakein tefillah for Bali Kari. The Gemara asks, it's Baba Kama Pebis, the tikkun tefillah Bali Kari, asks the Gemara, Doraisa, what do you mean Ezra was misakein it? A Bali Kari has to go to the mikvah, Doraisa, Dichsiv, Ishki, Seitzim, and Shechwa Zera, Rochat, as Baserva, Mayim. The Torah says that if a person becomes a Bali Kari, he needs to go to the mikvah. The Gemara says, yeah, that's a hulu truma with kachim. That's if he wants to be able to eat truma and kachim, or he wants to be able to touch truma and kachim. So then he has to go to the mikvah. But he doesn't need to go to the mikvah to learn Torah. Comes Ezra, and he was misakin afilu divrei Torah. He was misakin even for divrei Torah. So from the simple reading of the Gemara, it sounds like it's an expansion of the din of Tumas Balkari. And the source for this is the Gemara in Brachas, brings a Braisa, that v'hidatim levanecha, there's a v'hidatim levanecha, that when you teach your children Torah, and the next pasuk says, talks about Har Sinai. So you learn from here that when a person teaches Torah or learns Torah, it has to be similar to the way we were at Har Sinai. The Gemara says, just like at Har Sinai, we were not able to be Bali Karyon. That's one version of the Braisa. The other version of the Braisa says, we were Be'emah, Be'yira, Be'resis, Be'zeah. So too, when we study Torah, we have to be with Tumah. So that all sounds like it's a regular concept of Tumah and Torah, but Midaraisa, it's only for Truma and Kachim, and it's expanded for Torah. And this seems to be reflected in the tour. And the tour brings the takana of Ezra. He says, "Kol hatmeim, koyin b'Torah. All Tamei people can read Torah, and they can read Shema, and they can daven, except for a Balkari. Shabami kalus rosh. Why is Balkari singled out? Because Balkari, Kari is a tumah which comes from kalus rosh, from lightheadedness. L'chein aser b'divrei Torah b'kriyas Shema v'tfila. Okay, very much has to do with kalus rosh, and the tumah of Kari." That seems to be a reflection of the Gemara in Bava Kama and the Gemara in Brachas. But if you look in the Rambam says a whole other thing. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet, he says, Rabbi Arnu she'ezra tikein shlo yikra balkari bilvat. Only a balkari, not other tumas. Balkari can't read b'divrei Torah. He can't read b'divrei Torah until he goes to the mikvah. Based in she'amdu achar kein iskinu af l'tfila. The later based in said that you can't daven either. She'ezba balkari bilvat at she'etzvol. The loy mipnei tumah v'tara nargubah says the Ram. This is not an issue of tumah and tara. El k'dei shlo yunit tamidei chachamim mitzuyim eitzel nishosein k'tar negoylim. This was an institution of Chazal to maintain precious, to encourage men to karta milcham and not to be with their wives so much. It sounds like the Rambam, there's nothing to do with Tumas Keri per se. It was just a convenient way to get people to not be like Tarnagoyla. So first of all, where did the Rambam get this from in the Gemara? The Gemara does mention this svara at one point. I will be honest. The Gemara at one point mentions that when they discovered the kula of Tisha Kabin, So is this shayla in the Gemara if they should publicize that kula, should they broadcast it, or they should keep it hush hush? The Gemara says the argument to keep it hush hush was kadei shaloi tehei chametzume etzim shesem katana gedolim. It doesn't sound from the Gemara that that's the source of the takana, and the Torah doesn't bring this as the source. So where did the Rambam get it from? And how did the Rambam make sense of the reason of Har Sinai, of Yemei Biyah Restis Bezeyah, which is the regular halacha of Tumah just expanded to a Balkari? How did he make sense of that together with this concept of Metzuyin Etzlan Shesem Katana Goylo? Now there is a Yerushalmi that sounds like the Rambam. Pashas the Rambam is Yerushalmi. There's a Yerushalmi that says Kol Atzma Lo Hiskinu Es Hatfila Hazois, that the entire takon of Ezra was Shelo Yehu Yisrael Katana Goylo Halalu. Interesting. The Yerushalmi's lashon is, what does it mean like a rooster? Meshamish mitasoi ve'oyle ve'yoyred ve'oychel. Sounds like from the Yerushalmi. What does it mean? How does Tfilas Ezra make a person not be with their wife so much? Some people say that this is a source they shouldn't go to mikveh every day, because if you're going to mikveh every day, then you lose the whole goal of not making a tana gadol. But it sounds like from the lashon Yerushalmi maybe that it's not so much as to make it harder, but something about yoyred ve'oychel, that like you shouldn't. There's a process. After Tashmish Shamita, you go to the mikvah, and only then could you start doing regular activities. It shouldn't just be Oyla V'yarid V'oychel. That's the Lashon Yerushalmi. Gives a little bit more weight to being a Tzim Shosei. So I wanted to share with you a mahalach I saw in the Sefer Bikurei Reuven, which is actually Reuven Shapansky, and he's actually bringing it from his father. Is that Rabbi Shapansky's grandfather? I'm not sure. Reuven Shapansky's father? Okay. His uncle. So he brings from his father that he had a sefer. He wrote a sefer called Takonos B'Yisrael. And in the sefer Takonos B'Yisrael, he brings this stira between the Rambam and the Torah. And he wants to say that really both reasons are necessary. And this is a yisoy that we talk about all the time, you know, amongst the Kol, that in every Takanas Chazal, there's always the Tam HaTakana, and then there's the Geder HaTakana. That means to say, just because there's a need, just because Chazal want to do something, doesn't mean they're just going to do whatever they want. Every Takana has to, or that was their, you know, it has to have a Geder to it. We could talk about Rise a different time, but says Bikur Reuven, that Avada, the reason why the Chachamim wanted to make, by Ezra, wanted to make Takanas Ezra, was because Shelo Tiu Tamil Chacham Metzuyin Etzlan Shesem Katana Goylo. They wanted to make a Eloi of Precious in Klal Yisrael, at least by the Chachamim. Now, how are they going to do that? They just put up a sign, like, you know, when there's not enough water, so they say you can only wash your grass on Monday and Thursday, or they just put up a sign that twice a week or whatever. That's not a mahalach of takon that Chazal could do. They don't do that, and they don't have a right to do that, because something that which is mutter in the Torah, it might have been, it's even a mitzvah, right? Oino is a mitzvah, so they're not just gonna make an iser. So what they could do is they could tap into an existing halacha. There's something called tumas keri, and tumas keri exists in the Torah, and it creates, you know, real dinim in deraisa, makes a tumah for truma and kachim. And not only that, but there's even a source in the Gemara that tumas keri has a choimer more than other tumas because of this divrei Torah. So takonas Ezra wasn't because of that choimer of aim of year versus mizayah. The Rambam holds the ikur reason, the time of the takana was kadei shloite mitzuyin etzim shesem katana goylo. The gather of the takana and the right and the system that they had to make such a takana was by tapping into the halacha of tumas keri and the iser of divrei Torah because of be'ema b'yireh b'resis u'b'zeo. Now there's a chakira you could clear. This mitzvah, this chiv of tefillah, did the Chachamim say that you're not allowed to learn Torah? if you're a Baal Keri. It's like an Isser, it's like an Avera. Or no, they just said there's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah. You're supposed to go to the mikvah. Let's say a person doesn't have water. He can't go to the mikvah. It's not available. Is he allowed to learn Torah? Let's say he has a mikvah available, but he chooses not to. And he learns Torah anyways. Is that a mitzvah above Avera? Or no? So in Bikurei Reuven is medayik that the Torah says it's usher to learn Torah. He wants to say that the way the Torah paskins the halacha, he's paskins the Brais and Brachas. And the Brais and Brachas is actually the din of Eim Aviv Reshes B'Zeah, just like by Har Sinai, there was an isser to learn Torah. And that's why the Torah focuses more on that reason, on the Gedra Takana. But in the Rambam holds that this is nothing to do with that. This is not the Isser of Har Sinai. That was just the Geder that they used. But their goal was just to create a protection in Precious. Kadesh Latehei, Talin Chamim, Mitzuyim, Ezen, Shosteng, Tarna Goylim. And therefore, they didn't make any Isser. They just made a Chiyu Tvila. You can't go to the Mikvah, according to the Rambam. Of course you can learn. I tell you not to learn. The chiv is to go to the mikveh first to be mitar yourself. But if you can't, of course you can learn. According to the Torah, maybe there will be an argument to say that will be also to learn. Now, even according to the Torah, it's very short to say that it's taka also to learn if you can't go to the mikveh. And he marshals a beautiful concept from the Emek Bracha. The Emek Bracha says that there's a halacha we all know that before you eat, you have to make a bracha. Right? You have to make a bracha before you eat. And the Gemara says in Brachas that if you don't make a bracha, it's like you're stealing from Hashem. Usser. The Gemara says it's usser to eat before you make a bracha. So the Emek Bracha asks a beautiful question. He says, there's a halacha, just experienced this in my family, there's a halacha that an oinein doesn't make brachas. A person who loses a relative before the kfura is an oinein. An oinein is potter for mitzvahs and it doesn't make any brachas. So the Emek Bracha asks, I don't understand. An oinein is potter for mitzvah asei, but he's not allowed to be over. He's not allowed to violate a mitzvah lois asei, right? So if there's an isser, you're stealing. If you eat food without making a bracha, you're violating a mitzvah lois asei. So very nice. An oinein doesn't have a mitzvah to make a bracha, but how does he have a right to eat food without making a bracha? He's stealing. He's violating a mitzvah lois asei. So says the Emek Bracha, and maybe this is intuitive to everyone here, that certain times, the Isser is just there because there's a mitzvah. Because the Isser is to protect the mitzvah. It's not. It's only stealing from Hashem because you were supposed to make a bracha and you didn't. You had a mitzvah to make a bracha and you didn't. But if you didn't have a mitzvah to make a bracha and you ate it anyways, you're not stealing. This concept exists other places where there's the lois asei, which is just there to uphold and to protect the asei. But if there's no assay, there's also no lois assay. There's other examples of this. Tzedakah is a good example. I'm not going to get into it now. Lois amet tzedakah is just there to protect the mitzvah given tzedakah. So even if you're going to hold, say, loy mi boy, if you hold like the Rambam, that the mitzvah of, loy mi boy, if you hold like the Rambam, that the takana was just the chiv tefillah. So then for sure, if you don't have a mikvah, you should learn anyways. But even if you can hold like the Torah, that there was an isser. But the isser was only because you have a chiv to go to the mikvah. Because you have a chiv, you have a mikvah in front of you, and you have a mitzvah to go to the mikvah first. So now there's an issue to learn until you go to the mikvah. Let's say you don't have a mikvah available, you're an anus, then you don't have a mitzvah. No, it's just potter from the mitzvah. So you're potter from the mitzvah, then of course you don't have an issue to learn. It's like that oinin who doesn't have a mitzvah and a vada, you can eat without a bracha. So practically everyone's going to be maskim that if you don't have a mikvah, then you're allowed to learn. If you're the Rambam, it's more pashut. If you're the Torah, it's a little bit more of a chiddush. So let's talk practically a little bit. There's many different minhagim in Klal Yisrael. I have this. I found a tshuva to Shari Zvul, a tshuva written to a Rav of Zvul and Hamburger, and he says there's three minhagim that he sees in the world when it comes to Tzilas Ezra. The first minhag is people that go to the mikveh every Erev Shabbos. The second minhag is people that go to the mikveh every day. And the third minhag is people that go on Erev Yom Kippur, and that's it. He says that there's an old joke that there was a Litvish Rav. He goes to the mikveh Erev Yom Kippur, and he gets into the water, and he's like, wow, it was a little bit hotter last year. Right? Only a Litvish could appreciate that joke. And they're all good minhagim, and they're all beloved minhagim. And my goal is not to change the minhag. I just want to, I think it's important to be ma'orer the inyan of Tfilas Ezra. The reason why we don't keep Tfilas Ezra is because the Gemara says, Rabbi Zubin Maseira says that Divrei Torah is not Makabel Tumah. Haloi koi dvara ke'esh num Hashem. Divrei Torah is not Makabel Tumah. And the Gemara says that we pass like Rabbi Zubin Maseira. There is a big discussion in Rishonim if this that we pass like Rabbi Zubin Maseira is only for Divrei Torah, if it's also for Tfilah. I'm not going to get into, you know, the Shulchan Aruch paskins one way. And the Mishnah Berurah comes out that, you know, Maker Adin, you don't have to go to the Mikvah Tfilas Ezra, but he says, Samosh, it's a Midas Chasidus, you know, Yare Dar Hashem. There is some feeling in the world that the Litvish Gedolim of last generation didn't keep Tfilas Ezra. That's not so clear that that's true. In fact, I saw in two places this. First of all, I printed this for everyone. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Orchus Yosher. You can read it. You know, he talks about Tfilas Ezra, and he says it's very important. He brings from, he says, even the Rambam that says that we don't paskin like it, if you look in the Tshuva, there's a Rambam in the Tshuva, Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings this. He says, the Rosh Yeshivas in Bavel asked him, how can you say don't do Tfilas Ezra? And in the Tshuva, he says that I never meant to be Mevatel Tfilas Ezra for 1 minute. I just couldn't write it in Mishnah Torah because it's not really the Ikar Halach. But so Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, you see, even the Rambam, who says in a different Rambam, not this one, who says that you don't have to keep Tfilas Ezra, that's just Meikar Adin. But Chas V'Shalom, the Rambam never meant to be Mevatel Tfilas Ezra. So this is that people say that the Litvish Gedolim didn't do it. So I saw this in two places. One is in Rav Moshe Sternbach in the Tshuva. And one is someone brings a story from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. So let me just tell you how the story with Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky goes. This is printed in the back of Sefer Kochi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua Galtzeler, big Talmud Chacham. He says that I asked Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that L'chara Yotze Yeshivas Litta Loi Nizharu Mitzvilazu, that the people that left the Lithuanian yeshivas weren't Noyik Tzvilas Ezra. And Rabbi Yaakov said that's not true. Devada Gam Belitta Hayu Nizhar Mitzvilas Ezra. He says, why don't we know about this? He says, because the Litvish Gedolim, they weren't knowing the Tefillah of Hosafas Torah. They were only knowing the Tefillah for Tfilas Ezra, which basically is only if there was a Bal Keri. And therefore, for them to go to the mikvah, had to be kept quiet, had to be done bitznias. It's like similar to when a woman goes to the mikvah, we keep it bitznias. So a man going to the mikvah also has to be kept bitznias. Bishlam, if you're going like the Chassid Shemitah, and you go to the mikvah, Stam Hosafas Torah, so you could go out in the open. But the Litvish Gedolim that were not being noyig the Hosafas Torah, they were just being noyig Takanas Ezra, so they had to do it with Sinah. So they didn't let, nobody in their family knew, nobody knew. They did it with Sinah. But he says, you can't say that the Yotze Yeshivas Litva were not noyig Tfilas Ezra. That's what Rabbi Kamenetsky said. And Rabbi Shneur says the exact same thing. He says that Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan used to be noyig this Tfilah, and he brings from other Gedolim, other Lithuanian Gedolim. So the point again, my point is not to change any minhagim, but like we said, there's many coolers with Tfilas Ezra. A person can be mekayem Tfilas Ezra in a swimming pool, and a person can really even be mekayem Tfilas Ezra in a shower. And the gefil, at least to know that there is such a thing as Tfilas Ezra, when a person is a Bal Keri, there's tumah there. I you know, this is maybe a little bit more of a chassidish makar, but there's a sefer called Ma'or V'Shemesh. Right here. I mean, this is sometimes it's nice to hear these things, just to get a demus of how Halakha Yidden lived. He says, he brings Agamar, the Gemara Brachas, that the Torah was given Ve'ema B'yira Breses B'zeya, and a Balkari can't learn Torah. He says, Nimtza L'meidim Mikan, you learn from here. She'i efsher loy la'odam she'yasig tachlis yiras Hashem elim nizhar betulas Ezra. If you're not tahar from Tumas Keri, then it's impossible to masig tachlis yiras Hashem. He says, if a person learns and davens without, and he's not careful about Tfilas Ezra, he efshar b'shum oifin lahagia l'gufei Torah mitzvahs. Im loy mitzifrei Kabbalah v'hu bilti tohar, yochel lovei chalila agdei zel adapi karsis. He says, the reason why there was certain groups of people that left Torah, he says, because they were learning Kabbalah without being Tfilas Ezra. He says, asher bo shnei ma'aris ha'gedoylem bal shem tov, and Elimelech, and they started to bring back Tfilas Ezra, so that's when Teres HaKabbalah was brought back the way it should be. I want to just end off that it's true Tfilas Ezra is a chashuva thing, and a person can be makbed, at least to take a shower, or at least I'm not getting involved in whether it's mutter on Shabbos or not. That's a whole other shayla. Reb Chaim Kanievsky talks about it in the paper that I printed. He says that it's mutter, but you have to be careful about three things. Everyone should ask their Rav if they can be noyged on Shabbos. But however much Tfilas Ezra is matar a person, there's one thing that's matar a person even more. I want to just read you the words of the Keser Rosh. He says, Tshuva lahanichshel ba'oven keri. Person is a bal keri. So what does he do? He's talking about if it's an avera. How do you do tshuva? So the Keser Rosh says, you know, he says that there's many Sfarim in the Kabbalah, but different Tikkunim and different things. Dr. Keser Rosh, Kesha Oisik Ba Torah Ein Sarach Lidoy Klal. When a person is engaged in Torah study, he doesn't have to worry about anything. So they once asked the Goyin, and the Goyin said, if you look in the Tikkuni Zoyar, it says, this is what the Goyin said. He says that if a person has the Aveira of Keri, he has to be Soivil, Yisurim, Kashim, Murayim, Kemaves. And he says that if you look at the end of that paragraph, at the end of the piece, he says the Sifrei Musa don't bring this part. At the end of the piece, it says, in the Tikkuni Zohar, it says, Aval Oiraisa, Oirech Yamen Bimina, which he explains means it's Matzelas Minamisa. That even with all these Yisurim, which he brings in the Sifrei Musa, that Tikkun Ezra says a person should get for the Aveir of Keri, but if you're engaged in Torah study, then you don't have to worry about any of that. It's like a free ticket, a bypass for all the Yisurin. So, you know, we're trying to be Ma'ir Tahara. Two ways that we can be Ma'ir Tahara from Tumas Keri, Tahara, you know, what men could do is Takonas Ezra as much as we can, at least to understand that there's such a thing and not to make fun of it. It's a real thing, and if you go to Gedolim from all different kreiser were not Takanas Ezra, not like people think. The ones that did it, they do it behalte, they do it secretly. And two, engage in Torah study. Torah study is nothing that's matar us more. Like we said, the more we matar ourselves, the more we'll be close to Hashem, and the more it'll be ma'ale the Torah in our shtot.